statement. I'm going to throw that same one open to Mr. Sharosh and allow him to conclude on a similar positive statement, albeit a very brief one. Thank you.
Once again, I remind you, Jesus never told a lie.
Amen.
He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that anyone believing in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world, that he sacrificed his only begotten Son, that anyone believing in him should not perish but have everlasting life. When Abraham tried to provide his son, God said, no, I will provide the offering. And we praise God that tonight we can say for a truth, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one in three, three in one, mystery, neither you nor I can understand it, but we can accept it like a Christian.
I'm going to ask for your quiet for a moment or two. Between 1,000 and 2,000 people were unable to get in here tonight, and therefore they were reluctantly turned away by the police on the instruction of the authorities here because there was no room. I felt when I heard about this that it must be impossible for a debate of this kind to be carried out between a Christian and a Muslim. I'd like to ask you to thank the speaker. Thank you and good night.